What is up, ladies and gentlemen? We have a little something special. Y'all might hear a little thunder. It's a little thunder and lightning and around. Dun, 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 dun. But this is a special show. We haven't done, when last time we did a show on Spotify? It's been a minute. But this is kind of an interview thing. I have Wavy here.
What's going on, guys?
And we're going to be talking about a few things. First, let's action. What you been up to?
Living the, I guess you can say, American dream, but also dealing with life issues. Overall, I've been good, though. I can't complain, for real, for real. But I just been working, hanging out with my family, hanging out with my loved ones, really staying out the way. Being used in whatever way, shape, or form for good, I can, but mostly staying out of the way.
That's what's up. For good, not evil or pleasure. Now, what, you know what, it's been some new stuff. I know you, he hasn't watched the full movie yet, but for so far, what do you think of the new Flash movie?
My honest depiction of the Flash movie was it tried way too hard to be modernized. And what I mean by that is when you try too hard to fit the agenda that's going around, movies tend to go overboard and really make it way more dramatic than need be. I'm not a fan of the actor that played Flash due to his choices that he makes in real life. That doesn't mean I'm not gonna finish it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna still give it a go and see what's what. But yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all, I know this isn't me being interviewed. That Flash run, I'm sorry. The CGI was garbage. Let me tell you what really saves the movie. He did see the part on Batman. Batman is what saved that movie. Supergirl, at some extent, he ain't saying that yet. But Batman, he saved the movie. I ain't gonna lie to you. Batman came in clutch. God dang. He haven't seen that yet. What do you think of Jujutsu Kaisen so far? He's seen some of them. Season 2.
Jujutsu Kaisen is a top tier anime, and the Jujutsu Kaisen holds a strong foundation for the new anime for this generation. A lot of folks always have the main question, especially us, me and Sovereign being 90s babies or whatever. What's next? Like, as far as everything, technology, the way the world works, different TV show ideas, different anime ideas. What's next? You know what I'm saying? All of that fits in the whole. And that's another thing, too. We come from an era where... Anime, where anime was looked down upon, but it still held its own to still be relevant in this day and age, you know. So, now people are becoming way more accepting of anime. We have way more fans of it than we did back then, and. Jujutsu Kaisen being one of those animes that will be a lot of people's first anime or whatever. Yeah, they did real good. This is my like personal opinion. If you can make me a fan of one of like the main characters, then you've already got me hooked, because I typically go into animes looking for someone other than the main character to be my favorite. You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot. To give y'all an example, Attack on Titan, Eren's my favorite. My hero Deku's my favorite. You know, it's not a lot of animes that get that type of recognition from me. So, yeah, I expect a lot of big things from Jujutsu Kaisen.
And Gojo
is the GOAT. It's the GOAT. That's why he's the GOAT.
But y'all really do need to check out season 2, because you think this... Okay, so for those who don't know, season 2 is in 2 parts. You have the... I think it's 5 episodes that is that back in the past of Gojo and his people. And then it goes back to the present. Oof. You thought the... Oof. Y'all ain't ready for that. Those who haven't read the manga, oof. Boy, I'm telling you now. Because some people was talking ish about season 1. I don't see... Is it? I don't know. Some people said it was slow. I don't think it was slow. I've watched some slow anime. Yeah. That was not slow. I don't know. Maybe because I was like a really big fan of it. I don't know. Maybe. I don't see the problem with season 1. The movie was good too. Zero was. Man, I don't know. I don't know if y'all was just hating or y'all just talking ish. Now, it's popular regardless, even before season 2 came out. But I don't know. But I'm gonna ask him a few more, because I'm not gonna have this long. This is gonna be a little something. Just gonna get y'all a taste. What did you think? Because he wasn't on the last podcast. What do you think? Just a quick summary of how you feel about Alabama disappearing.
That bitch won. But nah. We gotta do better. We have to do better as a people. And even though, you know, we have nothing to do with it because we don't know who girl is, yada yada yada. But when they look at that, they look at her as a woman, and they also look at her as a black woman. And then that comes, then that attention gets put on our community. And then there goes another shot that they can take at us for no reason. You know what I'm saying? I don't know her reasons for doing it. I honestly don't want to know her reasons for doing it, because there is no reason. And this is coming from someone who, when I was younger, I used to deal with lying real bad. And I have told a few lies that, you know, what was a little bit serious, like the reaction from it. I didn't expect it to be that serious, but it was more serious than I anticipated. And then I had to do what I had to do in said situation. But in all honesty, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was uncalled for. Whatever type of attention she was trying to get, she could have went about it a whole more better, more positive situation. Kidnapping happens on a daily basis, and especially when it comes to women. So that's not something that should be joked about, joked on, especially with these. And then she involved a baby, a fake baby, imaginary baby, but nonetheless, she used the baby as leverage. And that's one thing that's one thing that, you know, I will use our platform to push. If there's anybody we need to protect, we need to protect these kids. We need to protect these babies. Because y'all, like, this world has really been showing their ass as far as kids. And as far as what they want to put out for kids, and as far as, like, the way, the agenda that they want to bring up kids in. Like, we have to protect them, because at this point, it's only going to get worse and worse. So, yeah.
Well, y'all, these segments are going to be probably like 10 minutes, not including commercials. But they're not going to be super long. Just give y'all, you know, It's gonna be like the podcast, but just a little faster. Because you know, people nowadays got short attention spans. But y'all be blessed, never stress. It's your boy Sovereign.
It's your boy Wavy.
And we are out. Yeezer. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple, and all other platforms that you listen to your podcasts on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.